Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Yes, sir, boys and girls, it's time for fun, fun with Happy Hank. Say, are you feeling hippity-skippity today? Well, oh, now come on up close to your radios and let's see what we can do today.
Well, I know what we can do.
Well, hello there, Squeaky. You know, boys and girls, Squeaky is my little pal, and he's your radio pal, too.
Oh, boy, you bet I am. Hello there, boys and girls. And say, Happy Hank, how about making today Bank Day?
Hey, Bank Day, that's a wonderful idea, Squeaky. Now say, boys and girls, you get out your pennies and nickels and dimes, and later on, in a few minutes, we'll have our Bank Day and drop our money in the bank. Oh, but say, boys and girls, I've got a dandy song here for you, and it's all about geography. You know, about rivers and oceans and islands and all that sort of thing. Well, you just listen to the geography song. Here it is. Oh, have you heard geography sung? For if you've not, it's on my tongue. About the earth in air that's hung, all covered with green little islands. Oceans, gulfs, and bays, and seas, channels and straits, sounds if you please. Great archipelagos too, and all these are covered with green little islands. All o'er the earth are water and land, beneath the ships are where we stand. Far beyond the ocean strand are thousands of green little islands. Continents and capes there are, isthmus and then peninsula, mountain and valley and shore stretching far, and thousands of green little islands. Ha ha, that's it. Oh, well, say, Squeaky, have you seen Popcorn?
Why, yes, he was here just a minute ago.
Uh-oh, here he comes now.
Oh, come on, hurry up, Popcorn.
Well, now, come on, jump right up here on my lap, Popcorn. Well, what's the matter, Popcorn? Don't you want to sit on my lap?
Oh, I know what's the matter with him, Happy Hank.
Well, what is it, Squeaky?
Well, just look at his paws. They're all covered with mud. Oh, boy, is he muddy.
Oh, so that's it. Well, now, what have you got to say for yourself, Popcorn? No. Well, now, you see to it that the next time you run into a mud puddle, you wash your paws off before you come in here.
Oh, boy, does Popcorn ever look funny.
Well, now, just a minute, Squeaky. Let me see your hands. Come on now, let me see them.
Oh, my hands? Oh, you mean me?
You heard me. Now, out with those hands. Mm-hmm, just as I thought.
Well, I know, but I didn't have time to...
Now, I'm not interested in your excuses. That's right, Popcorn. Yes, sir. I guess we have the laugh on Squeaky. Hey, wait, turn on the electric eye, Squeaky.
Hmm? Oh, sure, wait just a minute. Here she goes.
Now, boys and girls, hold up your hands. Come on, hold your hands up way up high. Oh, boy, look at that boy's hands over there. Oh, what are you doing, making mud pies? And that fellow over there, the one with the freckles, just look at those hands. Well, say, you must have been digging for coal. Well, I caught you that time. Oh, boy, but look, the girls' hands look mighty fine today. Now, put your hands down, everybody, and let's see your faces. Oh, you can keep on smiling. Well, the faces look pretty clean today. Just a few smudges and... Uh-oh, say, that boy over there looks like he's had his nose up against the screen. Or was it against one of the doormats on the porch? Well, you can turn off the electric eye now, Squeaky.
Okay. And say, who won the clean hands and face contest today, Happy Hank?
Well, there's no doubt about it. The girls won by a mile.
The girls? Hooray!
Well, now, boys, this was sort of a bad day for you. But I know that you can fix everything up with a little soap and water. Yes, sirree. Now, I think that you didn't know I was going to have a clean hands and face contest today, I guess. Well, you'll just have to be clean every day so I won't be able to catch you off guard again. You know, hands are mighty important. I mean, clean hands. And say, here's a swell song about hands. Listen to the action song. Tell me, my children, and pray answer right. Are hands made to work with or only to fight? Hands are made to work with. Hands are made to work with. Hands are made to work with and not to fight. Tell me, my children, and please tell me quick. Are feet made to walk with or only to kick? Feet are made to walk with. Feet are made to walk with. Feet are made to walk with and not to kick. Tell me, my children, and pray don't be shy. Our eyes made to see with are only to cry. Eyes are made to see with, eyes are made to see with, eyes are made to see with and not to cry. Tell me, my children, and pray do not shout. Our lips made to kiss with are only to pout. Lips are made to kiss with, lips are made to kiss with, lips are made to kiss with and not to pout. Tell me, my children, and please clearly state, our hearts made to love with are only to hate. Hearts are made to love with, hearts are made to love with, hearts are made to love with and not to hate. That's a dandy, isn't it? Now get your pennies and your nickels and your dimes ready for our bank day. Have you got the bank ready, Squeaky?
Oh, sure, it's right here. I have some nickels to drop in. Now, boys and girls, when I say bank, you drop your money in two. Now, I'll count to three, and here we go. One, two, three, bank.
Boss. Hey, that was fine, boys and girls. I hope you're saving your money every week.
Well, say, how about a riddle, Happy Hank?
Oh, a riddle? Well, good. I've got a real sticker for today, too. Now, you listen to this riddle, boys and girls. What goes up a chimney down, but will not go down a chimney up? Oh, I told you it was a sticker. That's a dandy. What goes up a chimney down, but will not go down a chimney up? Now, you think that over, and I'll tell you the right answer at the end of our program. Right now, though, it's time for our slogan song. You know, the one that tells you always to put your toys away? Now, most of you ought to know this song by now, so you can sing right along with me. And I hope that you've been remembering this song, too. Say, how about it, Mother? Have the boys and girls been putting their toys away good when they finish playing? Oh, well, fine. I knew they did. Well, anyway, most of them. Now, here we go with our slogan song. Always put away your toys. Always put away your toys when you're through your playing. On the floor is not the place for toys to be staying. Just remember when you're through that the proper thing to do is always put away your toys. Yes, sirree. And now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember the last time the boys were riding along through the bushes at the side of the trail while Rockin' on his little donkey was riding in the middle of the trail. They were all going toward the place where Black Tom the Outlaw and his gang had camped the night before. Squeaky and Sputters don't want Black Tom to see them because they're going to try to recapture him. But as they were riding along, expecting to run into the outlaw gang, Rocket saw a lot of tracks in the trail and the place where a campfire had been built, but he didn't see anybody. Well, now, this is pretty strange to Squeaky and Sputters. And as the scene opens today, they've come out of the bushes to investigate. Listen.
Yes, sir, there's the place where they built the campfire last night. This is exactly where I saw them.
Hey, you know, that must mean that they got up earlier than we did this morning and went on. They must be in quite a hurry.
That's it, Sputters. They are in a hurry. Now, if they're just heading toward their hideout, why should they be in such a big hurry?
Hey, you mean that you think they might not be just heading for their mountain hideout? They might be going to do something else?
Well, if they're just going to their hideout, they've got plenty of time. They wouldn't have to get up so early.
Hey, I think maybe you got something there, Squeaky. Yes, sir, we got to find out what they're going to do.
Well, it must be some kind of dirty work. You can be sure of that. But just what? We've got to find out and stop it if we can.
Is you all talking about somebody you all knows?
Well, Rocket, we were just trying to figure out what the men who camped here last night were going to do.
Hey, I'll bet you I know something. I bet you them men is looking for that lost mine, too.
What? Hey, what makes you think that, Rocket? Is there another map to the lost mine that you know about?
Oh, sure. My uncle had two maps to the lost mine. Both of them just alike.
Oh, me. And you haven't seen your uncle and you don't know where he is?
Oh, sure. I knows where he is. He's lost. I told you that.
Hey, Squeaky, you know, I'm beginning to get that funny feeling. I'll bet you Black Tom got a hold of that other map some way and is trying to find that lost mine, too.
Sputters, I think you're right. Otherwise, he wouldn't be in such a hurry with his gang. Oh, my goodness, what are we going to do?
Well, we got to find that mine first. We can't afford to ride in the bushes or anything else. It takes a lot of time. Our only hope is to get there before Black Tom and his gang does.
Yes, sir, and we'd better start right now instead of just sitting here talking about it.
Hey, is somebody else looking for our mine, too?
Well, I don't know for sure, Rocket, but if they are, they'd better hurry and find it, because here we go.
Well, now, say, just think, there's another map to the same lost mine. Well, have Black Tom and his gang managed to get hold of it? If Squeaky and Sputters and Black Tom are all looking for the lost mine, it's liable to be pretty exciting. You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Hey, did you figure out the answer to the riddle? Oh, it's a dandy. Now, you keep trying, and I'll tell you at the end of our program. Oh, say, here's a little song we all know. Let's all sing it. Mary had a little lamb. It goes like this. Mary had a little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, fleece as white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, Mary went, Mary went. Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Well, it's a lot of fun to celebrate birthdays, you know. Let me turn on the electric eye. Just a minute. Now let's see all the hands of the boys and girls who have birthdays today. Put up your hands so I can count them. Oh, boy, we've got birthdays and birthdays and birthdays. And I sure like to see all those great big birthday smiles, too. Well, you can put your hands down now. And let's make our wish. Let's see. Now, I wish this sort of... Did you make your wish? All right, we'll blow out the candles now. One, two, three, blow. Hey, good for you, and I hope you get your wish. Now, listen. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, what goes up the chimney down but will not go down the chimney up? And the answer is an umbrella. So you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.